Across the country, young people are being imprisoned because their families are unable to pay fines or court fees, according to a new report. Debtors Prison for Kids by the Juvenile Law Center says the practice can pull young people deeper into the juvenile justice system. In many states, court-imposed fees can include the costs of tests and evaluations, rehabilitation, probation, and court operation. Jessica Fireman, associate director at the center, calls it a punishment for being poor.
We're creating two separate systems of justice. This is really a glaring example of justice by income. We really can do better. We can set a system that's fair to all young people, not just the ones who have access to money.
The study says in New York, where judges have discretion to order juveniles to pay restitution, there are fewer financial penalties for juvenile offenders than any other state. But unlike most states, New York still automatically charges people as young as 16 as adults, making them susceptible to fines and fees. And while it is rare for anyone to be jailed for failure to pay, according to Tino Luongo with the Legal Aid Society of New York, those fees can cause serious problems.
Such as the entering of judgment, which could ruin their credit scores and put them in detriment of not being able to get student loans.
North Carolina is the only other state to charge 16-year-olds as adults, and some states, including Connecticut, are considering raising the age to 21. The impact of court costs is not spread evenly. Fireman notes that the research shows young people of color are more likely to have unpaid justice system costs.
We know there's a problem nationally with racial disparities in the juvenile justice system. This gives us one very concrete policy change that we could make to try to turn that around.
Some jurisdictions, such as Alameda County in California and Washington State, have taken steps to repeal fees and fines in their juvenile justice systems. For Public News Service, I'm Andrea Sears.